Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden's signature on legislation averting a rail strike ends nearly 3 years of bargaining between railroads and unions. Union lost on one major issue, but Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports they want a better contract overall.
The contract that Congress and the president have imposed on railroads and unions was hammered out 2 months ago. Union leaders signed off on it then, but rank-and-file workers and one-third of the unions voted it down. Workers are angry about the way railroads have treated them lately. An efficiency push over the last few years has cut staff by 30% and helped drive profits to record levels. But many railroaders say harsh work rules have kept them on call for weeks on end and penalized them for taking time off sick. They were holding out for more paid sick days. The contract they got will boost wages by 24% and give them an extra paid day off. Frank Morris, NPR News.
One of the last congressional races left over from the midterm elections has been decided, according to an AP race call last night. Republican John Tuorte has defeated Democrat Adam Gray in a new House district representing California's Central Valley. Early voting in Georgia's Senate runoff is wrapped up. State election officials say more than 1.8 million people cast ballots ahead of Tuesday's runoff between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger, Herschel Walker. Sam Greenglass is with member station WABE. He says the early vote total set several single-day records.
The Secretary of State's office says people's willingness to wait shows that voters are really enthusiastic. But Georgia has a shorter runoff timeline now, and that seems to be affecting when and also how people vote. Brigitte Peck and her daughter Sophie waited 2 hours to vote on Saturday. Peck says her daughter's absentee ballot, it hadn't arrived by the time she was getting ready to go back to school in Ohio after Thanksgiving, so they went in person instead.
The public health emergency for monkeypox, now known as Mpox, officially winding down. NPR's Ping Huang reports on the decision from federal health authorities.
HHS Secretary Javier Becerra does not expect to renew the public health emergency for Mpox once it expires at the end of January. In a statement, Becerra cited the low number of current cases. In the past 2 weeks, fewer than 20 new cases have been found each day nationwide. Even after the emergency order expires, the government is pledging to keep a close eye on case numbers and to encourage people at risk to get free vaccines. The U.S. outbreak is part of a larger global outbreak of the disease, which spread quickly through Europe and the U.S. this spring and summer, primarily in the sexual networks of men who have sex with men. Experts credit vaccines and behavioral changes for bringing the virus under control, which has infected nearly 30,000 people in the U.S. and led to 19 deaths. Ping Huang, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Two more of China's biggest cities are easing their rigid COVID-19 restrictions, Beijing and Shenzhen relaxing testing requirements, even though daily COVID cases are near all-time highs. The changes to several cities' COVID containment strategies follow widespread anti-lockdown protests. It's been nearly a week since a volcano began erupting on the Big Island of Hawaii. The lava is moving slowly, but Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports it's still on pace to do damage.
Flames and gas are still pouring out of Mauna Loa on the island of Hawaii, but the volcano is now down to a single active lava flow as the molten rock makes its way slowly across a broad, flat area. The lava is inching toward the main highway that runs east and west across the island. Officials at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory say it could be another week or more before the lava reaches the road. State health officials continue to monitor for air pollution, including ash and sulfur dioxide, as the combination of gases and water vapor can create a hazy air quality similar to smog and commonly known as VOG. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
At the World Cup in Qatar, the knockout stage begins today. The match between the U.S. and the Netherlands begins in a couple of hours, and it's expected to be a close contest. American star Christian Pulisic has been cleared to play after suffering a pelvic injury while scoring the only goal in the U.S. victory over Iran. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.